Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey, everybody. Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr, another Business of Digital podcast coming to you. We're looking forward to this one. This is the one that Dave and I think are most passionate about, and it's where we talk about just some of the top content marketing things, trends, whatever you want to call it, that have happened in 2017. We want to give you some of our thoughts on it, some of the best ideas, and just kind of go from there. And so, welcome, Dave.
Hola.
How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. Yeah, this is a session that we did 5 or 6 times over 3 or 4 years. And yeah, Sadly, Brett, we missed doing it. We did not get to do it this year at PubCon Vegas, so we decided to do a very short version of it, sort of, in the podcast.
And we, you know, and I think it's good. Like, I'm excited to do it because I think if you can kind of reflect on some of the better campaigns over the year, it kind of can give you an idea and kind of set things into perspective. Like when we were chatting, one of the things that I wanted to, I was telling you this, one of the things I wanted to just jump into and talk about how even a simple tweet can just be an amazing form of content. And, the tweet, whatever you want to call it, that I'm talking about, happened recently, but it was from Wendy's, who, by the way, I think Wendy's social media team has, like, killed it this year. Like, this has been Wendy's year, I think.
Crushed it all year long.
Yeah, they did all year long. And that's what I was going to kind of get into, just with, you know, the one dude that got the free nuggets for life and just amazing publicity there and how they rolled with it and went along with it. You know, they could have ignored him and like, oh no, we're not wanting to give away nuggets for life. You know, that's a cost. And we don't, but they saw it as an opportunity. And the one that I'm talking about specifically is, when McDonald's posted Black Friday, need copy and link. And then Wendy's jumped right on it and said, when the tweets are as broken as the ice cream machine. And that was hilarious. I mean, I seriously like laughed for a while after that one. And as of right now, 285,000, almost 286,000 retweets, over 750,000 likes. And it's just continuing to climb. And again, this was amazing engagement for Wendy's. This was like, again, think about, and I'm just giving you this kind of stats. This is not to mention the probably, you know, you could do a little backlink search on it and see how many stories were written about this and how many links Wendy's got from it, you know? And so again, I just wanted to throw that out there as a reminder. You know, a lot of times when we're thinking about putting our content together and we got to come up with just this huge strategy, sometimes the big victories and the wins can come from just a social media manager thinking on the top of their head, being quick and witty, whatever you want to call it, and just taking advantage of certain things like this. And like you said earlier, when we were chatting about this, Dave, whether McDonald's meant to do that or not, this was an opportunity taken by Wendy's. And I just have to, tip my hat to him because, again, getting back to what I, my point with all this was, I think sometimes we overthink just how we have to do our content. I think we make it more difficult than it is sometimes, but it can be as simple as a tweet like this. I don't know. Thoughts?
Well, KFC was following the 5 Spice Girls and like 21 other people named, I forget what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Like
25 Herbs.
Yeah. 25 herbs. 21 herbs.
I thought that was brilliant. And the guy that discovered that was even more brilliant.
Well, yeah. And it's like not even in the same realm. I used to follow exactly 404 people on Twitter for a long time. Like that was my max number.
That's awesome.
Because I just thought it was goofy. And we know someone that, anytime anyone in the industry ever either stays in a hotel room 301, 302, or 404, who is it? Marie up in Canada, she just was posting that like her new office number is 302 or 301 or something. it just kind of worked out that way. It's always just a little giggle, but you know, the KFC thing, they didn't even tweet or create content. They just did something. And sure, it does help to have an audience, but when you have that audience or tribe or, you know, a community, they will, if they can find it funny and you can, you know, get your message or get whatever your joke to at least start with them.
Well, and I don't know, would you call it an Easter egg too? Because I think they love finding stuff like that as well.
Yes. Yeah. And I was just on a website the other day where like it is completely goofy, but they had like a little squirrel popping up around the place. And if you clicked on it, it took you through like this silly little quiz. And it's, just a little Easter egg. And it kept me engaged with their site for probably an extra minute and a half than I was planning on.
Right. So, yeah, that's the kind of, you know, that's exactly the kind of stuff that we're talking about, folks. We want you, again, in your 2018 planning, you know, looking back at some of these top content strategies from 2017. And again, I don't know if you could even call some of them strategies, you know, just taking advantage of the situations that are in front of you and powerful opportunities. And so I know, Dave, you have quite a few examples to run in or to run through. So maybe why don't we just jump into those and see where the conversation leads us?
Sure. Well, and talking about kind of seizing the moment or an opportunity, there is a band recently, and of course I found it through Facebook, Mashable. In this post, or in you might actually have to visit the website this time. There's going to be a whole bunch of links to a whole bunch of stories and examples from that we're talking about. But a band, there's a bug with Facebook Live where it's a bit delayed. And if anyone uses a Chromecast or Roku, I've walked from one room to the other and had a football game on and saw what happens, you know, in the future when I walk into my office where I actually use the Roku. Or Chromecast or whatever I have. And, you know, it's like, oh, we score a touchdown in a minute. Oh, let me go watch it now. But Facebook Live kind of has that same delay. And what they did is they wrote a song where they looped, like someone would come in, a guy would sing a note or they'd play a quick little chord and then they would loop it. And they just kept looping on top of it and created this song where the guy would come in and he would be singing on top of his own voice that would become a background voice.
Ah.
And they basically did a quick recording and they did it live and they recorded it. And it's like, you know, something that I almost would have expected like OK Go to go and do. Like some of their crazy videos that they do all in one shot. I mean, every music video for them is basically a piece of content marketing viral piece because they're always these crazy elaborate videos and it's always one take videos.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And just stuff like that, that literally that cost them nothing but creativity and, you know, a bug, we'll call it a quote unquote bug or feature in Facebook Live. But anytime you can figure out stuff like that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was the other one? You know, Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Anything they do on Black Friday, like they once had a thing where they were just going to dig a hole for as long as people donated money. They have a page on their website where it's just their favorite things in Chicago. And then most recently for Black Friday, they were like, give us money and we'll just send you stuff. And they do the crazy stuff like that, but they have that audience that loves it and, you know, loves it a ton. What was some of the other ones I was looking at? The Game of Thrones and It movie. Is it It? Stephen King's It. I'm not a horror movie person, but I did appreciate the number of stories I saw from a marketer and just thought it was hilarious. The number of stories I saw about different cities where someone was just writing in chalk and putting red balloons all over the sewer grates.
Well, you knew, I don't remember if I talked to you about this, but I think I did, but yeah, Halloween day, there was in my neighborhood when I walked out, there was just these red balloons coming up from the sewer grates everywhere. And I just was like, that is brilliant. Just the movie that would inspire people to create that content for them and that publicity for them, because you know we're going to take pictures of it. You know we're going to Snapchat it, share it on Instagram story, yep. share it Facebook, whatever, which I did pretty much everywhere. And yeah, like that was brilliant on their part.
And I don't even know what and how many of those examples that I saw, and like the one I saw that I found a link was in Sydney, Australia. But I heard number of reports and a number of people saying that in their neighborhood, and some people were like going, this is not funny. I just had a panic attack. you know, because the movie just scares the silliness out of them. But I don't even know how much was actually done by them, or if they just kind of paid some street, you know, if they had another of, you know, I don't know what they did, but if they just got some, you know, TaskRabbit type, you know, here, we're going to send you 50 balloons and we're going to send you a box of chalk and we'll pay you some money for, you know, 8 hours of work to go around and blow these up and go put them up.
Yeah.
You know, we already contracted with these places. You just go and pick up these 20 balloons or 10 balloons or whatever and go and place them in these locations or anywhere in town. Versus how many people were just in your neighborhood that, you know, thought it would be funny.
Right, right. You know, something else that I was thinking about that kind of, you know, like these are big movies. Wendy's is a big brand and stuff like that. But something I've seen recently, a colleague of ours in the industry that he's participating in, I thought about how brilliant of a content strategy this has been for them. But Cancun.com was looking for CEO. And so basically, you know, it's a 6-month gig where you get to live in Cancun and you make, I think it's like $10,000 a month or something. And I mean, did I mention you're living in Cancun? And they basically put it out there to the social, you know, to social media. Hey, you know, who wants to be our next CEO? And create a video. It has to fit under this specifications. You're going to vote. You know, we're going to narrow it down to finalists and things like that. And I don't know of all the hundreds, if not thousands of people that are doing it. But the one that I am paying attention to is Matt McGee. And it's been amazing to see the amount of content generated for Cancun.com. The articles written, the tweets, the Facebook posts, the votes that are going out. And so I don't know if Cancun.com actually really did need a CEO, or if it's a publicity thing or some sort of grab for content or mentions or branding. I don't know, but it's brilliant. So, I mean, you know, even simple things like that, you know what I mean, Dave?
Yeah, I think you get to live in hotels, nice hotels. You get all your dinners paid, like everything's paid for. And it's almost like the campaign's goal was to find an influencer who likes travel and likes food. That would be the perfect person to go and blog and create content for them for 6 months.
Yeah.
So to find that person, they are having all these people create content and stuff for them so that they can find a person to create even more content for them.
Right. It's brilliant. I'm like, see?
That's an awesome idea. Wait, I don't have any clients. I always try to think of which clients do I have? Which industries? How can we use something like that?
Right.
Trying to think of someone else. Speaking of newsjacking, not the best segue. maybe. The IKEA Game of Thrones thing that I saw. And this is... this goes back to a couple episodes earlier. We talked about just pay attention to Twitter, just pay attention to Facebook, pay attention to forums, wherever your brand is being mentioned, kind of like what Wendy's did. And this is just people paying attention to when they're looking for opportunities on social media. There was good old Game of Thrones, which you do not watch. I watch some. I don't think you watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
but
into it.
Eventually you will at some point. But everyone walks around because it's cold, because winter is not coming, but winter is now there. Everyone walks around with these like fur coats. And of course, they're not real. And someone pointed out it somewhere along the line earlier this year that the coach looked a lot like a product that IKEA sells. And kind of did a, that would be really cool. Or I don't know if it's exactly, if it is, but it could be. So IKEA, cost them nothing really, went and created their IKEA-like instructions. If you've never seen them, they're...
And we'll have links to all these that, you know, everyone that's listening to this.
Yeah, you know their IKEA instructions. They actually created instructions on how to create the Game of Thrones look from that product. And then I saw not only that it looked like it, but then I actually saw IKEA and, you know, the instructions, which just made me crack up. So I'm like, this is awesome. Like, and I think we've talked about it before, but if you have a 20, you know, it's coming up on 2018 right now when we're recording this, and it'll be going, this will be going live in the next week or two. But if you have a content strategy for 2018, always leave room to be flexible, to take advantage, leave some budget, leave some time. Try to know, try to hope that you can have an opportunity like this that comes up so that you're not going, oh, but we have this thing we have to do, you know? And I think we've talked about this before, but when you're running around trying to catch that deadline and you're so tight on, you know, we need the thing to go out for Christmas, you know, 3 weeks exactly. And it's, you know, 3 weeks plus 2 days and we're still not done. And you have an opportunity like that that comes up, but you can't seize it. I always try to get things done early.
You know,
when possible.
And I don't know if now would be a good opportunity to talk about, you know, one of the things that Dave and I do here for this podcast, and I shouldn't even say Dave and I, Dave has been the one that, that handles this portion of it very well, is, you know, we do have what you would call, I guess, a content calendar. I don't know if we want to get into that. But basically all the topics, all the ideas, anything that comes to mind, you know, because a lot of times I think people have really good ideas. They're on the road somewhere, or they send a text to themselves or someone, you know, a business partner, or they're thinking about it and you know, it's forgotten. And I think a lot of times there's missed opportunities because you don't have some sort of a system where you're kind of putting all that together. And, you know, there may be several ideas that someone has that may not be good enough just for a topic itself, but then you have, you combine several and then that becomes a topic of itself. And I don't think that you get to that point if you don't have some sort of a calendar or plan put together. And so I guess this is just my hat tip to you, Dave, for having an Excel spreadsheet that basically lines everything out, everything that we've talked about, everything that we want to talk about, every, you know, potential guests for shows, things like that. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. You know, we just use a simple spreadsheet from Google Docs and, you know, it kind of keeps us on track.
Well, and we stay flexible too.
Very good.
So you've had ideas and we'd be like, oh, we should do that. Yes. And we just move stuff around. And I try to have some sort of plan, but I think we've changed it probably more times than not.
It goes back to what we talked about before, you know, with paying attention to what's going on. Because, you know, if we're so set in stone on certain things, we're not going to be able to pay attention to certain trends or things that are hot or things that people are talking about at the moment. And I think if you don't give yourself that flexibility, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities.
And I'm trying to think, there was another example. Will Scott has done, and I've used this example before too, for Coachella, he's created like microsites for one of his clients, for a lawyer client. And I've seen other types of stuff where not just lawyers, but different businesses have created Spotify. Spotify right now has something where you can, and it's a microsite type thing. And I'm not usually a big fan of microsites, but I think they had to do it because to get outside the app. Although I honestly think they should have put it on their website. That's a different topic. I think we haven't talked about microsites
on the list.
Just probably do that. adding it now. But it created a microsite kind of that like answers the question of what happens if you get in trouble at Coachella. And, you know, answered all sorts of basic legal questions to the extent that they can, I think, without trouble. But Spotify also had something where if you want to see what music you've listened to personally, it basically would hook up to your account and probably just hit their database and scan through and calculate everything that you've listened to, your top songs, your top artists, the top genres, and then kind of does a better version, sorry, Facebook, of that year in review type of thing that Facebook does.
Ding, ding. So, you know, with what you've just talked about, you know, in wrapping things up here, I just wanted to point out that what we've talked about, you know, Dave hasn't specifically said this is the type of content you should do, video. You know, he hasn't said you should do infographics or you should do memes or this or that or just a tweet. Like, I hope you guys kind of get the idea that, you know, good content and a good content strategy, it's across the board. It's all of the above. It's one piece of the puzzle. You know, if you're trying to put together your content and you're saying, okay, I'm going to do a blog post of 400 words every other day, you're going to be doing it wrong. You're going to fail. Okay. That's not how you go about it. It's one piece of the puzzle. And that's what I hope that you get from this. And so those are kind of my final thoughts on this and how I'm going to go into to 2018 and approaching content. I mean, have a plan, you know, have some ideas and some topics of the content that you want to put out there, but also realize that, you know, that content can be in the form of a simple tweet or even a reply to a tweet. It could be, you know, something that you're paying attention to on Instagram that happens. It could be something that you saw on Twitter. It could be something that, you know, you just created an easy meme for, and it can be that really elaborate video or, you know, whatever type of content as well. And so just, you know, those are my thoughts for you going into 2018 with content marketing. And why don't you wrap us up with your thoughts, Dave?
The example that's kind of an epitome of that is it's a ski resort in Utah somewhere. Yes. I think it's called Snowbird. They took, someone left a review, a one-star review or just a bad review on Yelp or somewhere that maybe it was just that said that the resort and all of their everything there is just too hard. It's too complicated. It's, you know, it's really tough to go skiing. Every single whatever is super complicated. I don't know. I'm not a skier, so I'm not. Skiers are gonna like give me dirty looks for my terminology. But they took that and they took a beautiful shot of the mountains and their location and put that ad on there and made it a 2-page magazine ad. Because they don't want the person that, you know, doesn't want the tough skiing. And I even found a tweet from their digital marketing manager that basically was like, that's why people come back every year, because it is challenging, because they want the challenge. That's why they come here every year. This person is not our target audience. That's fine. But I mean, they took a negative and then almost created maybe a micro or a decent sized campaign out of it.
Yeah, I love that. From a review. I love when people do stuff like that. You know, I've talked a lot about, and I don't want to get into it now, we're wrapping things up, but like the, you know, the people hate us on Yelp type, you know, when you take that approach and you take that negative and turn it into something that is a positive, that's just amazing. And that's just brilliant content marketing. So.
Yeah. If people are complaining that your portions are too big, oh, then call it lunch and dinner tomorrow, or, you know, come get dinner and lunch tomorrow. You know, you get two meals for the price of one when you come to our restaurant, you know, or something like that. I mean, figure out a way to kind of flip it and use it to market to people, or just to flip it and make it a positive.
Awesome.
So that's all I got.
You know, I promise you, this will be the last thing I talk about, and then you guys can go on with your day. But one of the things that just popped into my mind, because again, I'm sitting here thinking of the things I loved that I saw over, you know, over 2017. And did you see that the Deadpool 2 trailer or teaser or whatever with the pretty little tree? I forget the Bob Ross. Is that his name? The guy, the painter, the artist. Okay. Well, it's brilliant. Guy that's always, you know, Bob Ross painting pretty little trees and just, you know, the PBS guy or whatever, that show that you watch, he kind of teaches you how to paint and stuff. Well, Deadpool did a teaser for their Deadpool 2 with Deadpool doing that. And oh my gosh, it was so hilarious. You guys go check that out and enjoy it.
We're
going to end it there. For Dave Rohr, I'm Matt Siltala. Avalanche Media is where you find me. Northside Metrics is where you find Dave. And we are always podcasting here at the Business of Digital Podcast. Look forward to hearing your feedback and seeing your comments and having you on the next show. Thanks, guys. Bye.